welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is going to be a special Christmas episode where a group of us did a Christmas collaboration between our different podcasts. So we all follow different genre, different theming for Old Time Radio. So definitely go ahead and check out their links. It will be in the show notes if you want to hear the full episode. This is only going to be about 5 minutes. And this episode is going to be a special episode of Old Time Radio Great Detectives with Adam Graham. Adam, go ahead and describe this episode. Again, if you want to find out more about Adam's podcast, definitely look at the show notes below, and he'll have the full episode for you to download. This is just a sampler. It's a little 5-minute clip. Hope you enjoy. Again, Adam, go ahead and take it away. Let's get into it.
All right, and we will talk more after the after today's episode, which will be Mr. Chameleon. We're going to find out if Mr. Chameleon can save Christmas. The original air date on this program is December 22nd, 1948, and it's the Woman's Weapon murder case.
Next, Mr. Chameleon in the Woman's Weapon murder case. Tonight, we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters in his most famous cases of crime and murder. Brought to you by the makers of genuine Bayer aspirin. Now let me tell you just who Mr. Chameleon is. A college man, he tried from childhood to live up to the name he bore, Chameleon, by taking on the color of whatever situation in which he found himself, appearing in endless guises, finally entering the police force, where he became known as Chameleon, the man of many faces, the underworld's most dreaded man. The listener invariably knows who Mr. Chameleon is, no matter which disguise he assumes. But the criminal he's tracking down seldom does. Tonight we give you Mr. Chameleon in the Woman's Weapon murder case. The holiday season, which brings happiness to so many, can also be a period of desperate heartache, especially to the innocent, grief-stricken families of those who have run afoul of the law. No one knows this better than Mr. Chameleon, the great detective, who has encountered so much tragedy in his time. And he's looking unusually grave and thoughtful as he sits in the office of the Commissioner of Police, listening to the Commissioner as he says,
I don't know, Chameleon. I've just never been satisfied about the Helen Drake case. The evidence was all against her. She was at odds with her mother-in-law, and it was she who gave her mother-in-law the poisoned candy which killed her. Even so, the evidence wasn't strong enough to get her convicted of first-degree murder.
Helen Drake got 20 years in prison, Commissioner. Can you think of anything much worse for a woman like that?
Did you know her, Chameleon?
No, I never met her. I followed the case with great interest at the time. I had met her mother-in-law, Mrs. Orlando Drake, a tight-fisted tyrant if I ever saw one. It's a wonder she allowed either of her sons to marry. I bet she interfered constantly.
Well, she's dead and gone now. John Drake, Helen's husband, and his brother Horace are two wealthy men and independent.
John's wife, Helen, is in prison.
Yes, Chameleon, John Drake will spend this Christmas without his wife. Their two fine sons will spend Christmas without their mother, to say nothing of the disgrace connected with such a thing. Pretty tough for two boys of 16 and 18.
I take it that you've seen them recently, Commissioner.
Yes, they were in here this afternoon with their father. John Drake is still convinced his wife is innocent.
And the hard-boiled Commissioner of Police is touched.
You're a hard-boiled detective yourself, Chameleon. And I notice you're interested in Helen Drake's possible innocence.
I always have been, Commissioner. I have a feeling that Mrs. Orlando Drake's murderer is still walking the streets. But how to smoke her out, that's the question.
Her?
Or him. Poison candy is a woman's method, but a man might have been smart enough to use it for that very reason. John Drake's brother Horace, or even John himself.
What?
Why not? Since I wasn't on the case, I've never met any of them. I would like to do that, Commissioner.
Meet them?
Mm-hmm. Reopen the case if I feel it should be reopened. I think I know how to make the killer stick his neck out, if I'm convinced the killer is still loose.
Well, then question them by all means. Take Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold with you. John Drake and his sons are living in the mother's house. His brother Horace and his wife Sonia are with them, too.
Any servants who were with Mrs. Orlando Drake?
Her housekeeper, I believe, a Mrs. Sterling. Mm-hmm. It was Mrs. Sterling's testimony which convicted Helen Drake.
Ah, I see. You know something, Commissioner? Wouldn't it be nice if I could get Helen Drake released from prison in time for Christmas?
Are you kidding?
Well, partly, but it'd still be nice. And don't remind me how near Christmas is. I know that just as well as you do, Commissioner.
And so, a few hours later, we find Mr. Chameleon sitting in the drawing room of the magnificent Drake House. And with him is a haggard, white-faced man, John Drake, who is saying...
Mr. Chameleon, I was hoping that even at this late date you'd be put on the case. I'm sure my wife is innocent. I know it was Helen who gave my mother the candy. She actually handed my mother the very piece which killed her, but still...
Your mother's housekeeper, Mrs. Sterling, was in the room at the time. And she saw your wife actually give your mother the candy.
Yes, and Helen admitted it was she who bought the candy, but even
so... Did your wife quarrel with your mother?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Chameleon. But on my behalf, you see, my brother Horace had always been Mother's favorite. Mm. Mother was very unkind to me. And Helen is very outspoken. She wasn't afraid of Mother.
Your brother is here with you now?
Yes. Sonia, his wife's been wonderful. She felt my boy should have someone to look after them. The housekeeper, Mrs. Sterling, is old and a bit eccentric, I'm afraid.
I see. Mr. Drake, will you have one of these?
What are they, Mr. Chameleon?
Oh, they're a very special candy I'm extremely fond of. Sort of a coffee mint.
No, thanks.
Well, they're really delicious. Only one shop in New York that makes them, Marnell's. I always carry some with me.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.